And we're gonna carry over to the regular meeting. First up, we have the public hearing. Small Cities Community Development Block Grant Program.
My cord's longer. That's so.
It's for the recording.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Mayor. We're having a public hearing tonight in accordance with the requirements in the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs. The 230868 grant that made improvements at the Dennis Township Recreation Center is complete. We had a hearing at the beginning when we were looking for funding back in the summer, fall of 2022. And now we're having the final hearing, which is to give the public an opportunity to comment on what we did. The grant was for $347,485. That money's all been spent. The request for reimbursement's been sent. And that breakdown was, we purchased, through Jessica's work, playground equipment through Liberty Parks and Playground for $255,028. And the installation was undertaken by Landberg, local contractor, for $132,761. I may rely on Michael to add some details, but essentially we replaced non-compliant playgrounds with new ADA-compliant playgrounds. In addition, we did some walkways between the fitness path to the playgrounds. Michael, if you could help me a little bit by explaining the fine points of what we did, then we'll open the hearing to the public to entertain any questions or comments about what we did.
Sure. I mean, essentially, you summarized it. Essentially, there were several non-conforming ADA playground structures. So to bring them in conformance, they had to be removed and replaced with new ADA-compliant structures that were purchased directly from the township. Landberg was the contractor, did some of the demo work, installed the new playgrounds, installed barriers to define the playground areas. And as Mark indicated, there was also additional paths that connected to the playgrounds, giving full ADA access to the playground structure from the fitness path and in front of the rec center. Essentially, that was the extent of the improvement, fairly straightforward project.
And since I last visited, we had our hearing in, I believe it was the fall of 2024 for our fiscal 2025 application that was approved in June of this year. And the 2025 project, we got the grant agreement in August, that's been executed. And we're proceeding with design on that. And that's, again, continued improvements related to the recreation center in terms of ADA compliance.
Correct. That's the existing fitness path. There's several areas where there's separation in the pavement. It's deteriorating. So in order to make it fully ADA compliance, requiring removal of all the existing pavement and installing a brand new fitness path.
And that's a 2025 project, fiscal 2025. The DCA has not yet opened the round for 2026. They normally should have opened it in October. The administrator in a conference call about a week ago said they seemingly higher-ups were waiting for the election to occur. They're way overdue in terms of announcing. I cannot imagine they're going to have a due date in December. It just doesn't work. So my guess is that we'll have another round in due in January or February. And I've conversed with Jessica and Michael about possible projects, and I think there's an idea forming up for 2026. And again, it's ADA compliance is what works. The other thing to consider is that anything you do at the senior center is automatically eligible because senior citizens are viewed as 100% low income. ADA compliance is eligible because handicapped persons are viewed as 100% low income. We don't have any neighborhoods in Dennis that qualify as primarily low income. For example, Woodbine is primarily low income, and anything to do in Woodbine is eligible. but we're not in that situation. So we have to pick and choose our options very carefully, and we've been picking things that worked. So, but then again, this is all about performance for 2023. The township's been doing a lot of good work with ADA compliance, and at this point, I would suggest that, you know, we don't have many people from the public, but certainly if the committee has comments about you've heard from people about this work or what your thoughts themselves, let's put it on the record and we'll provide this to DCA as part of our performance hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we need to close the public hearing?
I'll probably do a motion to open it. Do a motion to open the public hearing.
Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion.
Second.
No public is in attendance. Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Second.
I know we talked about something for 2026. Could you remind me what we're talking about?
So the recreation center, inside the recreation center, some of our bathrooms are non-compliant, as well as the vestibule in the front. So we have a resolution on tonight's meeting for a professional service contract with our architect for him to work on a plan for that application.
Very thoughtful, because when they do finally open the round, they're going to give us 6 to 7 weeks, and it's better to be ready.
Okay.
And that's like twofold, because we use our rec center for 3 polling places, so any ADA improvements you make to that is a plus for regular rec uses plus that.
That's a very good argument to talk about the election location as well, and just everyday use for the public. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, we have public comment on the agenda items.
Did you want to, for the record, state that we are removing resolution 2025-158 out of the consent agenda and putting it into the regular agenda, as well as the introduction of ordinance 2025-09 out of the consent agenda and into the regular agenda?
Yeah, I was going to do that after the public comment, but yeah. Same thing.
Just so people know, yeah. If they were going to public.
Next up, we have the consent agenda. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Bernardstown?
Yes.
Mr. Germanio?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Manlucci?
Yes. And next, we have the regular agenda. We have ordinance 2025-9 and ordinance of the Township of Dennis County, Cape May, State of New Jersey, revising 185-4, prohibited uses, 185-7, 185-31.1, ready-mix concrete facilities, and 185-48.1, valid pre-existing resource extraction.
Motion.
Mr. Bernardstown?
Yes.
Mr. Germania?
Yes.
Mr. Cox? Abstaining. Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Malucci?
Yes. And then next, can I have a motion approving resolution 2025-158, authorizing an extension of a mining permit for Pearson Pleasantville LLC?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Bernardstown?
Yes.
Mr. Germania?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Abstain.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Malucci?
Yes. And next, can I have a motion authorizing the payment of the bills, providing proper vouchers have been filed and funds are available?
Second.
Mr. Bernardstown?
Yes.
Mr. Germania?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Malucci?
Yes. Next up, we have admin reports. Jess, did you have anything tonight?
I have nothing to add
in my
written report.
Mike, nothing else? Or
just a little update on the Capitol Road Improvement Project. All the roads have been paved. Line striping has been done. I noticed some of the stop bars have been installed. Just working with the restoration crew right now. They have essentially all the roads, the asphalt driveways, the restoration done in the gravel hole area. We moved on to Cedar Mill. They were working on Hagen last week, and they're going to move into Lake Vista and then work their way towards Belle Plaine. And the only other outstanding item within the schoolhouse gravel hole area, the concrete aprons. It's a whole separate crew, still awaiting an update, but it's my understanding all this stuff is going to be completed by the end of the year. So it's a lot of restoration work, and I don't think they realized how much they have. They're probably about, I'd say, 50% done. So just continuing to work on that. And then obviously, before we finish up anything, going to do a punch list walkthrough. You guys happen to see anything? And Frank had mentioned a washout issue on Evergreen. So we'll do a final punch list walkthrough and get those addressed before we close out the project. So I think it's going, you know, pretty well so far, and we've done a nice job, I thought, with a lot of the roadways.
Perfect.
Late this afternoon, I was over in Atlantic City today, and late this afternoon, Jess and I received an email from the state. They, upon further review, they have issues with some of the language that was in Resolution 2025-154 that was adopted on October 14th that was about the employee solutions and the difference card and the health reimbursement resolution. So I would ask for a motion to adopt Resolution 2025-170, which will rescind 154 and adopt 170, which corrects the language they were having issues with.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
GST 170. Mr. Van Arsdale.
Yes.
Mr. Germanio.
Yes.
Mr. Cobb.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Manducci.
Yes.
One of the things that endears us, them so to us.
And then can I have a motion authorizing administrative reports?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Arsdale.
Yes.
Mr. Germanio.
Yes.
Mr. Cobb.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Malucci.
Yes. Next we have general public comments. No public is in attendance. Then we have committee comments. Tommy?
Rockefeller, December 12th. So we're moving along quite fast here. The end of the year is here. Mm-hmm. Everybody enjoy your Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, when is Thanksgiving? Thursday?
Next week.
Yeah, we're cooking. Football is officially over for everybody in Dennis Township, so I just want to tell all the kids they did a great job this year and thank everybody for the support. It's a long 4 months for little guys and big guys both. So we are complete with the season. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Brian?
Thank Mike for the, everybody seems really, really happy with the road projects. Very, very grateful for that. So thank you for all the hard work you put into that. And have a happy and safe Thanksgiving, everyone.
Matt?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Scott?
Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving, that's it.
I would like to thank the station commander for State Police and Woodbine for coming out, Lieutenant Campolo. We appreciate you and everything you guys do. And have a happy Thanksgiving. Motion to adjourn.
No, we have an executive session.
We have an executive session.
So a motion to recess the regular meeting and go into executive session.
Motion. Second.
And we don't anticipate any formal action.
We're all wrapped up for the night.
All right, you're back on.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. That was a long one.